Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is especially upsetting for me that this week, fast food places throughout California are increasing their price, and that's because the minimum wage spike has gone into effect.
This is crazy. I went and drove through Chick-fil-A the other day. I got just the wrap, not even a meal, like the wrap by itself, and it was over $10. When they told me that, I was like, what?
$10.
$10 for just a wrap.
That's impossible.
No, that's the prices that are happening right now. Fast food has got to the point, at least for me, because I'm a family of four, that I contemplate now. I'm like, I'm not going to drive through. I can go home and make chicken nuggets now for way cheaper.
Yeah, you wonder about that now. Or you also wonder, is it worth just going to that restaurant you like that's a little bit healthier and paying a little bit more money because it's not that much of a difference anymore? I went through McDonald's the other day, and I hadn't been through McDonald's forever.
Mm-hmm.
I got a regular Big Mac meal. It was $16.
Yeah.
I remember it was $7 or $8. Then I went back and there was an article, coincidentally, I saw.
Uh-huh.
It has doubled the last 10 years. So it actually used to be $8. It's crazy.
And it is. And it makes you, like, rethink. Am I really going to drive through and pay this? When was the last time you went to a drive through and you saw a value meal? And you were like, oh, yeah, that actually is a good value. It's been a long time.
No, it doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember, like, the dollar menus at fast food? That's where I used to take my first dates in college when I was broke. What happened to that? What about the broke college people now? They've been inconsiderate towards them. They can't afford a date.
Well, now we know that why you weren't getting second dates, guy. But I wonder at what point is going to be the breaking point where fast food is not worth the convenience anymore because it's just too expensive.
We're getting to that point now, I feel like. I certainly am. I won't stop when I used to stop because I can't justify it in my head. And I think a family of four like you where it's costing $50-$60.
Right. I definitely have opted not to drive through and do fast food because the convenience is just not worth it. It's too expensive now.
Do you think it's just us complaining or do you think it's the majority of people?
I don't know. Let's find out. Has fast food just got too expensive for you or is it still worth it? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. Well, my family's definitely started to do things a little bit differently now that fast food prices are through the roof. It almost doesn't justify the convenience anymore because it's so expensive.
It's asinine. The only thing I like about this conversation is we're all in agreement for once.
Right.
It's not often we are all in agreement on something. The 909. I stopped at Taco Bell last night for my husband and I. I ordered 2 crunch wraps and a chicken quesadilla for my husband. It was $22. I almost drove out. This is Taco Bell. Crazy.
And that's one of those things where you're like, wait, how much?
Yeah.
Okay. And you probably do have that moment of, should I pay it or just keep going?
Yeah. And then you feel guilty that you're eating bad food, but it's costing a fortune.
Mm-hmm. Alex in Victorville, what do you think about the fast food prices?
Oh, my God. The other day I went to McDonald's and it was like $16 for like a cheeseburger, a Coke, and some small fries. And my wife was like, who did you buy for? I'm like, for me.
Yeah, it makes you rethink when they give you a receipt of, what am I doing? What could I do with that $15 that would probably be better than this burger right now?
But you know, different McDonald's have different prices.
That's true.
And I found that out driving because I went to one and got the same meal and it was more.
Yeah, the one thing with fast food, it was convenient. It wasn't healthy for you, but it was also cheap, and that justified the purchase for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that anymore, what's the point?
Exactly, and that's what Don from Moreno Valley texted in and said, fast food prices have gotten so ridiculous that you might as well go to your favorite restaurant and sit down and get a decent meal and have somebody serve you rather than just driving through and eating something out of a paper bag.
100% correct. 100% correct. 909, fast food is a joke. I'm also a family of four with 2 grown boys, and I refuse to pay those prices. It's not even healthy. Cool. Well, we're all in agreement on this. Do you think we can, like, do something?
What, are we going to start a riot? We want our fast food prices to be cheaper. Give me my McNuggets for a good price. What do you think about fast food prices? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
A Friday venting session can be good sometimes, right?
Oh, definitely, especially if we're all on the same side, which I think we are all in agreement on this.
That fast food has got absolutely ridiculously priced, and it is set to increase as of now in California. 562 says, fast food is ridiculous, but if you go to places that have coupons, there's a huge difference. For example, El Pollo Loco and Del Taco, two places you can eat for under $10. If you get the coupons, thanks, Deneen. I never thought I'd be the coupon person, but I might have to resort to that.
We might have to. Extreme couponing for your drive-through order. Tiffany in Ontario, what do you think about fast food and the crazy prices?
So, to be completely honest, my oldest daughter is a employee at a Taco Bell, and up until April 1st, she obviously was working the minimum wage, but just because of a change, she pretty much got a $4 raise. And when we go into Taco Bell, you can't even order or pay with an employee. You have to use a kiosk. So now you're doing more work, but they're getting paid more for a minimum wage job. And then the price hike is just absolutely ridiculous.
Wait, hold on. Taco Bell doesn't actually have cashiers anymore?
So, no. You have to go in and you have to use a kiosk. You have to use like a giant iPad. You have to punch in your order and pay with a card. And if you decide to pay with cash, you have to turn around, wait for an employee to come to you to process your cash, but you cannot order with an employee.
I read this the other day. The other reason they're doing this, according to people, is because you order 10% more when ordering digitally than with a person, apparently.
Really?
I guess that makes sense if you think about it. You don't have that pressure of somebody there looking at you when you're ordering. Plus, with the giant iPad, you get to see it. So you're like, oh, yeah, I definitely need an apple pie.
Exactly.
That's true, I guess. That's true.
And I love all these suggestions coming in of ways to get a little bit cheaper fast food. Like Darcy in Huntington Beach texted in and said, yes, these fast food prices are out of control. But the trick is to use their app because the app have deals that you can't get unless you use it. But again, using the app, that's just another way for them to save their employee because nobody's actually taking your order. You're placing your own order.
Yeah, and they're still making all the money for it. I don't know. It's time for me to just stick to the K-Frog candy because that's for free.
Well, something else for free is those Kenny Chesney tickets, and free is always better. We want to send you to go see Kenny out at SoFi Stadium. Those tickets on the way in about 14 minutes.